Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a drill. It's time for you to speak what you want to see. And if you win it, then repeat after me. Come on.
Every time I turn around, blessings, blessings. Every time I turn around, blessings on blessings. Every time I turn around, blessings, blessings. Turn around, blessings on blessings. Hey. Yes, sir. I see blessings, blessings. There will be blessings on blessings. Oh, yeah. I see blessings, blessings. Yeah, yeah. There will be blessings on blessings. The favor of the Lord must upon me. In my hands,
them watching now. Today. God bless you. Hallelujah. To God be glory. Thank you, Lord, for who you are, Mr. I'm here to set up you. We're excited about who God is and all he is doing and all he has in store. Looking forward to just having a high time with you, Lord. So hope you are ready for the word today. God's got a word for you all. About to go on live here, if I get connected with us. Live here. All righty, then. To God be the glory for all he has done. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. God be the glory. Testing, testing. To God be the glory. We are thankful for all he has done in this place and all he will continue to do. Because he is mighty and powerful. And we are thankful for just who God is and all that he has done and all that he will continue to do for all of us. What a mighty God we serve. Are we all on here connected, what have you?
Amen.
And everybody up here can hear us. Amen. Let's get started up here. Amen. 10 o'clock on the dot according to my dime. Amen. We can cut that echo off. Amen. Everybody can see God's got to work for us on today, and I'm excited about it. Amen. I know he has something in store for you, and I hope you guys are ready. I hope y'all can hear me. Amen. If I dive into this word, also know what we're going through, to trust God and believe God. We can. Anybody have an echo? They can cut the echo off, please. Let's rock and roll. Hey, good to see everybody on today. I know God has great things in store for all of us. And I know he's got a mighty word for you on today. And I know that to keep your head up, all is going to be well. Just trust in Jesus and all that you do. And I promise you, it will be well. Somebody should tell somebody it's going to be well. Because you know in who you believe in and who you trust. So we thank God for all he has done. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we bless you today and praise you on today for who you are. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your kindness, your goodness. We thank you, O God, for just all that you have in store. We thank you for just your favor. We thank you, O God, just for your faithfulness. We thank you for all you're going to be doing for me to make sure today I'm able to bring forth the word of God the way that you people can understand and hear. Father, let's pray now. We come before you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you today, O Lord, for your faithfulness, your loving kindness, your mercy. We thank you today, O Lord, just for the very fact that you graced us this morning to wake up this morning, God. And we do not take it for granted. We are simply sitting here with a heart in awe that you love us so much, that you still give us a chance every day to be the best we can be for your kingdom. So we praise you and bless you today and thank you today for all you've done and all you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, to God be the glory today, saints. We are thankful again for each of you being here. We know that God has a great stuff in store for you. And I know there's a word for each and every one of you on today. So get ready to hear all that God has for you. I hope you came hungry today. Because there is a word from the Lord on today that's going to bless you. It's going to bless your thoughts up, I believe. It's going to trust. As long as you put him first, everything's going to work itself out. I hope you all can see me. Those who are watching on Zoom, make sure the video camera is there set up well for us. I see up top there. Amen. Make sure I can be seen and it's level. Amen. And we look forward to having a good time in the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, today, I just want to thank each every person that I'm thankful for all that he has done. But listen, we got here to rock and roll to thank your God on today. So I praise and bless God for you being on One Love Ministries, a.k.a. One Love Christian Church. I tell you, we're a church that loves people. Amen. That's our mission and our goal, to love people and to make sure people know that they are loved. And I thank God for just the very fact that today is going to be the first day of the rest of your life. Today is going to be a day when you understand the love of Christ is real. And I wanted to take a pause for a moment, too, because although we are thankful and grateful for the very fact that Jesus has blessed us, I want you all to know something, that there are some folk who have been left astray, some folk who are stuck, some folk who have been sick because of this corona. So I ask you now to make sure you give God all your attention and listen to what he has to say just for you on today. We pray for those pastors and bishops who are in the Church of God in Christ. Three of them just passed away in March from this COVID-19, and it's primarily because they went to a funeral and it was spread. So we had a bishop who died, an apostle who died. We had another minister who died just a couple weeks ago. Then we had a fourth person who's a superintendent of the culture, and sure enough, he passed. So 14 people passed away. So we just want to pray for their families, these are warriors in the kingdom. But it goes to show that, you know, we've got to use wisdom, we've got to obey the laws of the land, we've got to heed God's warning when he says for us to stay in the house. And in that vein, we're going to dive into that on today and get us to understand that God wants us to not walk in fear, but walk in faith in all that we do. He has blessings on top of blessings for us. So we got to ensure that those blessings remain with us now and forevermore by receiving and trusting all that he has for us. So let's dive into the Word of God today if we can. Amen. I know you all have been waiting for it. We're still there on our series on today entitled Stay at Home. See, I want us to look right quick to Luke 15, verse 17 and 18. This is going to be a very familiar verse of passage for some. And I want you all to understand that this verse and these chapters bless my soul. I give a shout out to Jesus Christ, my personal Lord and Savior, as well as Dr. Ari Vernon, which is our spiritual leader of the Word Church in Cleveland, Ohio, who has challenged many shepherds in the Shepherd's Connection to preach the Word of God. We got a unified message going across all this land right now. We're all coming from the same subject to get God's point across. So let's dive right into that, and let's see what God has in store for you on today. Let's roll. Luke chapter 15, 17 through 18. Luke chapter 15, 17 through 18. Come with me. There it says, when he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, at home, even the hired servants have food enough to spare. And here I am dying of hunger. I will go home to my father and say, Father, I have sinned against both heaven and you. Let me say it again. When he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, at home, even the hired servants have food enough to spare. And here I am dying of hunger. I will go home to my father and say, Father, I have sinned against you, heaven and you. So we got to get to a place where we realize there's no place like home. Look at your neighbor. You can't hug them or touch them, but just say there's no place like home. We have to understand being at home is everything. Being at home is what we're commissioned to do, and we've got to get to the place where we trust in God, and it says no place like home is our subject matter. No place like home. So the Wizard of Oz, give you a little breakdown. The Wizard of Oz is a 1939, make sure you don't sleep, 1939 American music fantasy film produced by Metro Goldwyn, widely regarded as one of the greatest films of all time. Dorothy Gale, Diana Ross, if you're black, amen, lives with her dog Toto on a Kansas farm belonging to her Aunt Em and Uncle Henry. For two people online, we have the two people that we have to look at and focus on is whoever's not seen this movie, you miss out on the treat. Dorothy decides to run away, and we don't want her running away, but she runs away. And when she runs away, we get confused, all right? She runs away from the house, all right? And a storm comes. I say a storm, right? Dorothy decides to run away from the house, a storm. And please take a mental note of that, a storm.
causes Dorothy and Toto to end up in Munchkin Land. That was a Munchkin Land, right? I can't give you the whole movie. That would take way too long. I'm about to switch here. The whole movie would take too long, but Life in Oz taught Dorothy that there's no place like home. In our selected text this weekend, the masterful storyteller, Jesus capturing his crowd, cognitively, Pastor, what are you saying? I'm glad you asked. I'm sorry. Watch this. Luke 15, verse 1. The New Living Translation says the tax collector. Y'all wonder what I'm talking about. Let's back up a few. Verse 1 of chapter 15 opens by saying that some IRS agents and Biggie were there. Okay, really fast. Really prove it to you. Luke 15, verse 1, New Living Translation says, tax collectors and other notorious sinners often came to listen to Jesus preach. Then, oh, I'm sorry, I read that wrong, but you get the big point. They were not just church people. The text says crooks and crazy people came to hear Jesus speak. I don't know about you, but I'm glad Jesus came to speak a word to us. Have you been there before when you find yourself in a predicament where you're doing things crazy, you were doing things wrong, you were in some mess, you were in some drama and some trials and some struggles, but God has been faithful to you despite what you've been through? Isn't it good to know that God loves us despite what we've been through in life? As long as we trust him and believe him, we understand the importance of loving Jesus. Let me hurry. Jesus talks about a lost sheep, a lost coin, and we carefully cross over into the circumference of our text in verse 11 and 12. And it tells us, a man had two sons. The younger son told his father, I want my share of the estate now before you die. So his father agreed to divide his wealth between his sons. Normally, an estate was not divided and given to heirs of the people. And we have to get the point here that it's normally divided up into the heirs of the people. But here's this young son now who's saying, I want mine now. What do you do when somebody says they want theirs now? What do you do when they say, hey, I want what belongs to me now? Normally, we understand that when the father dies, then we will see that the proportion of belongs to the son will pass to the son. But now the son is saying, give me mine now. So what is he saying? The younger son took that wealth that the dad gave him, went far away, and squandered it in wild living, so nicely involving himself, presumably as his older brother. All right? Then the hearers immediately would begin to understand the point of the story. Jesus had been criticized for associating with sinners. What does that really mean? It really means to us that although people who are sinners came to Jesus, it's amazing how folk will pick at you when you go out from the Father's house and squander stuff. Folk will pick at you and laugh at you and call you out when things get really rough. Let me make it real for you. Put a little Fitzpatrick flow to this. I want to modernize and contemporize it so you understand what I'm trying to say. See, he's telling his dad it's taking you too long to die. Are you getting that? He's telling his dad it's taking you too long to die. Let me pause for a moment. I'm keeping a parenthetical position right now that says we've got to learn how to honor our parents. See, this young lad is like, look, give me what belongs to me now. I need mine right now. Daddy, it's taking you too long to die. I don't want to wait no more. Give me what belongs to me. The father, of course, wants to give it to the son because he said he loves the son, and the son's trying to rush the fact. It's so dishonorable to say, give me mine now, as if you're dead to me already. Watch, family. Watch how you honor your parents. It don't matter if he's the best father in the world. He still has a function in your life. He still has a purpose. He's the one who birthed and gave seed to light be born. So you still honor your father. That don't mean hang out every day, but you still got to honor your father. Honor your mother, even if she was a trip. It's okay, honor your mother, because the Bible talks about if you honor your parents, then long life will come to you. What's the flip side? Antithesis is, if for some reason you don't honor your parents, then it doesn't matter what excuse you give God, the Bible has to be fulfilled. If you don't honor your parents, then short will your days be. How many days are you cutting off your life because we choose to not honor our parents? This cat, like, yo, I wish you were dead right now. It's taking me too long. Give me what belongs to me. The first thing that leaps out of this text to me, watch this, is his restlessness. The young and the restless. Remember that young man is restless. He's tired of having to stay in the house. You'd be surprised how many grown saved folks are wrestling with restlessness. Y'all ain't ready. Look at verse 13 with me, if you will. Let me give you a little bit of pastoral privilege here to bust a move on God's words version. Check this out right here, God's words version. You don't have it, just feel me on this. Luke 15:13, let's deal with this. After a few days, the younger son gathered his possessions, right, and left for a country far from home. So I said, you missed it. See, the text doesn't tell me how many inches, doesn't tell me how far, how many steps, Shannon, doesn't say how many inches he took, it doesn't say how far he went. It simply says he left for a country far away from home. Y'all missed that. Let me back up again. He doesn't tell us in the text how far is far. See, he didn't say if it was an hour away or 2 hours away. He didn't say if it was 30 minutes away, Christy. He didn't say if it was an hour away, Kalisha. All he said was in a far away country, far from home. Y'all mixed that. It says, although he doesn't give us specifics on how far he went, the text just simply says he went far. Might I suggest, thank you, Dr. Vernon, might I suggest in his virtual new normal service that any place away from God is too far. Okay, y'all missed that. Any place away from God is too far. It don't matter if you go an hour away or 20 minutes away, 10 hours away. Some of y'all have ran around a year away from God. But God says, any place, any time away from me is too far away. We've got to be in a place where we're connected, we're focused. We know that God is real and God is sincere. Let me hurry up. I got to go. See, the text says not only did he have to leave, not only did he leave in this place of restlessness, not only did he now flow out. Let's see what happens when he left the house, when he decided to dishonor his father and to leave the house and go to a far country, which is any distance from the father, amen. Let's see what happens. Some of y'all today may find yourself away from God's presence, which could be far to God, because any place away from the father is far. But let's get here to what happens to this dishonorable young man who wants his daddy to be as if he was dead, took his prized possession, daddy gave it to him, and what happened right here in verse 13? Peek this, Luke 15, the 13th verse, it says, and there he wasted all his money on wild living. There he wasted all his money on wild living. So then secondly, we see not only was he restless, Cameron, but now we realize he was also reckless. Oh, y'all missed that. He was restless, and now he was reckless. Watch this. Isn't it crazy that when we begin to do things out of God's will, because of restlessness, you may find yourself walking in battle with recklessness. See, the text says wild living. Another version says loose living. Amen. You name it, he was doing it. You know what it's all about. He was at the club in the middle of the night. Amen. He was getting his groove on. He was getting his freak on. He was doing some crazy stuff in life. Some of us could be out there now relating to the same thing. I'm not talking about just staying in the house here physically. Some of us have been on the house on Miami Boulevard. Amen. Okay, Dermites. I'm talking about those who don't mind going out acting crazy sometimes in your life. You know what wild living is? You know what loose living is? Don't look all super deep to me right now. I see you. We got to understand that we all have some loose living in our life. Amen. And the question is, can we find ourselves staying in the home, in the house of faith, in the body of Christ, and do what God's called us to do? Or do you find yourself in a far country, away from God's presence, away from the manifestation of his presence, away from time with him, communing with him, loving with him? We got to get to that place where we're not going to walk in restlessness. We're not going to walk in recklessness. Because if you walk in recklessness, you'll wreck yourself. Oh, my gosh, watch this. You better look at your spiritual inventory and check yourself before you what? Wreck yourself. We got to understand that today, sin is crouching at the door. And Satan's number one goal is to get us out the house. Amen. Not only in the spiritual, he wants to get us out the house of faith. He wants the doubt and worry and fear and give up, walk in depression and fear and quit and throw in the towel. But God says, not so, baby. Stay in the house, the household of faith. Not just a physical house, but the household of faith. The Bible says in Peter that we are built up as lively stones unto a spiritual house. We got to understand that God is building on us. He's using us as children of God to build up his most holy faith, his most holy house here on earth, that we can represent God's kingdom here on earth. See, he had restlessness and he has recklessness. And it's amazing how they build on each other. You usually won't get reckless unless you first have a state of restlessness. See, even in the house physically on today, you may get a little restless because you feel like I can't do nothing different. There's a lot you can do, amen. You can talk to the Father more. You can read your word more. You can preach more. Get on Facebook Live more. Get on YouTube more and tell us about a man named Jesus. Tell somebody, come see a man. We got to get to the place where we can use this time to tear Satan's kingdom up. And that begins with your understanding. I'm not going to be restless. Amen. I'm not going to be reckless. But see, this cat didn't get it in Luke 15. Back to the text. Not only was he restless, not only was he reckless, now we're going to deal with his reckoning. I said reckoning. Let me prove it. Luke 15, verse 14. Let's keep going in the text. About the time his money ran out, a great famine swept over the land, and he began to starve. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. Y'all see that. Watch this. As soon as his money about to run out, a great famine swept over the land. Notice this now. He began to starve because all that he took in his hand, in his possession, that he knew would be enough because he's going to a far country, he calculated how much he needed. He calculated how much it was going to cost. How much for the Long Island iced teas? How much for the beer? How much for the Corona? Not the virus, but the beer. How much for the Heineken? How much for the liquor? How much for the juke joint? How much? Y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't get cute on me. How much is the cover charge getting to the party? How much is it for loose women? How much is it for whatever? He knew and calculated how much I need. Give me mine now. Because if you give me mine now, I'll have enough to do what I want to do for as long as I want to do it. But don't you know, whatever you take and put into your own control, you can expect that an enemy can come and mess it up. The enemy can come and mess it up and tear it up because now you're controlling, not the Father. How many times have we been bad stewards of what God's given us because we took it under our own authority and tried to do what we wanted to do with it? We have to understand we're just stewards. When God blesses you financially, we are stewards. We have to learn how to trust God and say, Father, how would you have me spend this? How would you have me do this? The whole time honoring him the same way Jesus said, take this cup from me, Father, but not my will, thy will be done. Even he understood submission. He understood honoring the Father. We've got to do the same thing. Everything you've been given, every good and perfect gift comes from the Father, but it belongs to the Father. He's allowing you to steward over what he's given you, amen, that you can advance his kingdom here on earth. But when you take what God has given you and turn it into your own and begin to believe that you earned that, you got that, you did that, and God had nothing to do with it. Guess what? If he takes his hands off of it, my gosh, I'd rather have God having his hand on my little bit than for me to have my hand on my lot. Who's with me out there today? And see, I can be reckless in my thinking, reckless in my mentality, reckless in my belief system, reckless in my heart for God, and I begin to put myself higher than God, put my positions higher than God, put my possessions higher than God. When I do that and begin to believe it's all about me, I'll find myself in a far country after being reckless, and now I'm going to find myself not only being reckless, but I'm now finding myself in a problem, in an issue, in a problem. So today I challenge you, even when you get your paycheck, even when you get some salary, at the end of the day, realize it's God that blessed you with that job. It's God that gave you those finances. You are a steward. Your job is to say, Lord, how much you need to help fund your kingdom? Not let me go ahead and pay off Nordstrom's and Belk's and Macy's and Wally World, Target, okay, Target for the hood, amen, Target, Rose for the fancy, Roses for the hood, however you want to flow with it. Let me go ahead and say, I'm no longer putting anybody else over what you have for me, God. What you've given me belongs to you. The same way this temple that I have belongs to you. You paid for it with the price. I give it back to you. If you understand that God's giving you that temple, he's giving you that purpose and that plan, then watch this. You won't go around and pardon yourself and partner your body with someone else. Oh, my God. Uh-oh. If you don't see, that's the problem today. We believe we own everything in our own right, and we have to report to nobody. No. See, if you understand your body is a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, if you understand your body is an earthen treasure that God has put valuable things into, if you understand that God came for your body by his blood, and when you got saved, he said, listen, I need your body to allow me to bring forth a miracle through you into the earth. You got an earth suit on. I need to get to you to get through you to bless someone else. But when you decide to do what you want to do with your body, and then justify it by saying humanist perspectives, it feels good to me. I want to do it. It's all about me. Now you're putting me over God. Now you're taking what he's given you as a blessing and made you in charge of it. That's why a lot of sin and issues and drama and sickness and disease enter into our lives because we allow our own mentality to tell ourselves we own this body. No, 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 no. God owns this temple. Amen. So before you decide to sleep around with Pookie or sleep around with Sarah, realize it's not your body. You better ask the master first, can this body be connected to this other person? God may tell you no, but don't get mad at that. Realize, God, I'm thankful that you tell me no, because you know what I'm supposed to do and I'm supposed to be doing. Amen. It's God's body. It's God's temple in us. We have to value it. It's God's money that we have. We got to value it. If not, you'll be reckless because you're restless. And you'd be like the kid right here we're talking about, out of order. Watch this. We got to go. And it says right here, as his money began to run out, a great famine swept over the land. Isn't it crazy that when your provision gets ready to run out, the Satan knows how to bring another famine? See, it's one thing that there was plenty all around him. He can say, let me work a little bit, work this thing off, I'm good, my backup plan's in place. But when you begin to trust in your own stuff, and now your stuff begins to dissipate. Now all of a sudden you're wondering, okay, what am I going to do now? I got this. No, you don't. A famine comes. You know what famine is. See, a famine is more than just not having money. See, a famine is when you have more bills than you have money. You have more months than you have money. Oh, y'all missed that. You know what a famine is? When you come back and talk to your best friend and you find out she's been cheating on your boyfriend with you. Oh, my God. She's been cheating on your boyfriend. It hurts you. That's famine. You realize your wife leaves you out of nowhere. That's famine. That place where you may have lost your job, the bills keep coming. That's famine. You may find yourself where nobody around you can trust no more because they all hurt you. Famine, the place where you walk in a place of depression, a place of giving up, a place of bipolar, and everybody told you this is what you're going to be for the rest of your life. Famine. We got to understand Satan brings things, life brings things to distract us and get us to walk in famine so ultimately it can kill us. But God says not so. Amen. That comes against us will not kill us. Amen. If you put God first. Watch this. A great famine took over the land and he began to starve. Satan's number one goal is to always bring an attack against you and your house to cause you to have to realize that I tricked you into believing that you can do it all by yourself. But now that I got you and you're in a far land, so you take it back to the Father, I got you right where I want you to be. Isn't it amazing that Satan allows restlessness and he allows recklessness and then he brings a reckoning? See, isn't it good to know that Satan does come, but God is still going to have a way of catching this young cat? Stay with me. Satan wants to starve his brother because his number one goal is to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan's not here trying to play with you. He's trying to kill you. So I say, he's trying to kill me. He's trying to kill me. But the devil is a liar. It won't happen. It is not so. See, but not only do we see his restlessness or his recklessness and his reckoning, watch this, but in verse 15, we see his wretchedness. Okay, I gotta go, y'all. I gotta go, y'all. We see his wretchedness. Thank you, Eugene Peterson. The text says in the Message version, for those who don't know, Eugene Peterson wrote and translated the Message translation. Thank you, Eugene. See, some stuff in our life will deal with wretchedness. Some stuff in our lives, some relationships are just beneath you. Okay, well, y'all messed me up here. Some things are just beneath you. You gotta get to that place where you realize some people are just beneath you. Not that you're being arrogant, not that you're being cocky, but some things are simply beneath you because God has been elevated in you. And if you are called to be an eagle, why are you still chilling with the chickens? Oh, y'all missing that. Y'all missing that. See, if you keep allowing restlessness to live in your life, you walk in recklessness if you're not careful. But there's a reckoning when you do that. But realize this. Not only is there a reckoning, there's some wretchedness that can happen. In the world, we call it ratchet. Amen. Are you ratchet? Amen. Here you go. You might try to be a little ratchet sometimes when you walk in the things of your own flesh rather than walking in what God has for you. God has challenged you. Oh, my God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is challenging us to not be ratchet, but be righteous. Even if you got to the place where you have got away from the Father, the time and place where you have chosen to do what you want to do for whatever reason, or you find yourself in a far place, whether it be because of sin, or whether it be because of bad decisions, or whether it be because of life, whatever it is, it doesn't matter how you got there. The question is what you're going to do about it. See, God wants to speak to you all today on the blog radio and the Bachelor Pad radio station today, national station, listening in on today, whether it be on Facebook Live, whether it be on Periscope, whether it be on Zoom. God wants you to know it doesn't matter how far you've gone away. Just realize God says, I've got your back. I'm always going to be there no matter what, because I love you. Even if you ratchet, amen, my God. Even if you ratchet sometimes, you know some ratchet folk, just ratchet, amen. You try to do things right, they just be ratchet with it. You can't trust them, they lie to you in a minute, just suspect, amen. But God is so faithful that despite your restlessness, despite your recklessness, despite your reckoning, despite your ratchetness, we finally going to see his realization. Oh, my gosh. Look at the A clause of verse 17. I got to go. Look at the A clause, verse 17, Luke 15, 17, New Living Translation. When he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, oh, can I have a moment right here of transparency? Oh, see, I got to take a pause here. Y'all don't mind, church folk. Y'all don't mind, do y'all? Amen. I got to take a pause for a second. I got to have some transparency here to admit there may have been some times in my life where I just wasn't myself. Okay, all right, all right, all right. Anybody here watching? There's some times that you be real with yourself where you were just not yourself. Amen. There were times you woke up and said, how in the world did I get here? Come on, somebody. You can't blame everything on alcohol. Some things you made your own decision to do. Some things you chose to follow that issue. But God is so faithful that even when you find yourself getting to that place of being lost and being wretched and being reckless and walking God's reckoning, you got to get to that place where you say, I'm not myself. I was not called to do this. I do not want to do this. We are so quick to pick at people who look funny, or boys who watch with a twitch, or people who have their pants down. You don't know what they've been through. You don't know what they got going on in their life. People who dress as funny, people who smell bad. It's quick to judge them. But God don't judge them, loves them. Amen, somebody. Even in my ratchet state, I'm glad to know that Jesus came and saw about me. I have my own ratchetness going on. I don't know who I'm talking to. I'll be just amens right here on Zoom. Some amens right here on Facebook Live. Oh, my God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I believe that today it's all about the power of God and the favor of God. I know that he has purpose and plans for all of us. And today is the day that God lets me know, come to your realization. Come to that place where it's going to be well. Come to that place where you trust God and know no matter how far I went from God, no matter how far I'm going away from him, whether I backslid or moonwalked, amen, it don't matter. The point is, I'm away from God. It don't matter if I'm a little bit away or far, far away. Any distance is too far from God. You got to be close to him, commune with him. But God is so awesome that despite our bad decisions, despite our being reckless, despite our being restlessness, despite our having a reckoning, despite being ratchet, sin comes to separate us from the Father. And that's what happened here. The Son was separated from the Father. And that's what sin does. It wants to separate us, not positionally. We're already in Christ today, New Testament believers. We're already positioned in Christ. But he wants to separate us relationally. See, when you don't talk to somebody for a while, your relationship isn't that strong. When you don't commune, your relationship isn't that strong. And Satan wants you to see all the bright lights and all the great things in front of you, all the Las Vegas flow, all the lights in the Bellagio, all the good things. But they don't tell you that it comes with a cost. They don't tell you that it comes with a cost. Everything is not greener on the other side. See, sometimes you've got to get to that place where you realize that maybe I go to myself and know that everything is not greener on the other side. Maybe I ought to just water my own grass. Ooh, drop the mic. Drop the mic. See, quit trying to think that it's greener on the other side. I've got to try something different. I've got to do something else different. I've got to trust him and believe that there's got to be more to this than what I'm hearing. There's got to be more to my life. There's more to my purpose. I know I messed up. I know I made a bad decision. I know I went backwards. I know I'm not worth nothing now. I know nobody wants me no more, I'm sure. That's how you or many of y'all may feel today. But God wants you to know that it don't matter how far. It don't matter how far away you are. It don't matter if you're lost. It don't matter if you feel like there's no coming back home. God wants you to know that he still loves you. There's nowhere that's too far for you to go that the hands of God cannot reach you. Amen. So this man finds himself now, finally, his realization. He realized this is not me. This is not who I'm called to be. This is not what God wants me to be. There's got to be more for my life. So then I look back and say, Lord, what are you really trying to say? And he says, listen. Some people, whether it be drug addiction, whether it be alcohol addiction, whether it be sex addiction, whatever it is, Satan wants to enslave us into whatever addictions he can. It could be TV addiction, game addiction. It could be all these things. Whatever controls you is your master. Okay, y'all not ready for me. See, pride controlled his young man. And pride told him to go get your money. Pride told him to leave and take your money. Pride told him, go do you. You don't need them. Pride told him, there's more on the other side. Pride told him, this is where your new home is. Pride told him it'll be okay. But then when all of a sudden famine hit, then we realized that pride was no good. Pride comes before the fall. And yes, now he found himself that he's fallen. Then we got to get to verse 17. I got to go. When it says when he finally came to his senses, see, I want you to realize, have you come to your senses yet? Have you realized you haven't done all that God has called you to do yet? Have you not walked in your purpose yet? It's time for you to get there today. Goodbye, y'all. We got to go. Here you go. Look at the B clause. Luke 15, verse 17. At home, even the hired servant had food enough to spare. And here I am dying of starvation. Y'all ain't ready. He says, even the hired hand. See, what did he remember while he was lost? He remembers back home. He remembers what it's like back home. He remembers what it's like when he wasn't far away from God, when he wasn't far away from the Father. He understood. Let me think back at how it was. See, today I want you to realize you may be far right now from God relationally, but guess what? Think about the time where you know you couldn't make it and God showed himself strong in your life. You knew it was over, but God came in and said, not so. You knew that you weren't worth nothing, but God says, you were the apple of my eye. That time when you could not get out of that storm, but God was right there riding with you in the storm and letting you know that, oh, it'll be all right, for I'm with you always, even to the ends of the earth. Think about that time when you were the Father, when you felt so great. That time when you worshiped and praised God in church and didn't want the music to stop. If it did stop, you didn't want to stop because you found that place of connection and communion with the Father. And yes, you were doing wrong when it happened, but your heart was turned towards God and said, I want to just love on you, Lord. I'm coming messed up, jacked up, thrown down, smelling, looking crazy. But Lord, I heard that there's a man named Jesus that loves me just the same. So I'm coming now. And you remember he held you and he loved on you and told you that I'm calling you down my own. You accepted him and you felt so great. Think back to that moment. You realize that there's more to your life than where you are now. See, one of my homiletics and whooping heroes is C.L. Frankie when you get a chance. He's from Detroit, a mighty man of God. A young man left home saying, give me, but he came back saying, make me. Okay, y'all ain't with me. Y'all ain't with me. See, this brother left, and he left the house. He said, give me. But now he's coming back. He says, make me. Because the son is saying, listen, I know I've been a trip. I can think back at home, even the servants are eating well. So let me go back here and make me a servant. Oh, my God. See, he realized there's no place like home. I thought I forgot about that. There's no place like home. See, we got to give the benefits of blessing of being at home for the next couple of weeks. So it's going to be okay. There's blessings of being here in the house. I'm sorry. I thought you forgot. You thought I forgot my intro, didn't you? You thought I forgot my intro. I didn't forget it, DJ. Watch this right here. After sharing her tearful farewell with Scarecrow back to Dorothy, amen, Glenda appears and tells Dorothy, Diana Ross, if you're black, that some ruby slippers have the power to return her home. See, even Dorothy trying to get back home. And see, after sharing a tearful farewell with Scarecrow and a tearful farewell with Tin Man and the Lion, Dorothy follows Glenda's instructions. She must close her eyes, tap her heels together 3 times, and state repeatedly, there's no place like home. Yes. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Oh, Dorothy complies, and she wakes up in her own bedroom, surrounded by her family and friends, including Toto. That cute movie, but that isn't reality, spiritually or biblically. God says for you to come home to him today, you don't have to close your eyes and click your heels. No, open your eyes and click. Oh, my God. Watch this. You don't have to do those things. You got to sit and do some other things. You got to learn how to open your eyes and click and just trust God that it is well because of his love. It is well because of his kindness. It is well because of his compassion. And we got to understand that Dorothy even knew in the movie that the Tin Man couldn't help her. The Lion couldn't help her. Woo! She understood that all those people around her, the Scarecrow couldn't help her. Isn't it amazing? The Scarecrow didn't have what? No what? The Scarecrow couldn't do anything. He had no brains, she said. Then all of a sudden she was with the Tin Man. The Tin Man had no what? No heart. Then there's a big, mean lion, but what? The lion had no courage. So now you got 3 people in your circle, all jacked up, no heart, no courage, watch this, and no brains. Some of y'all walking around with Scarecrows in your life right now. Woo! Tin Man's in your life right now. And you wonder why he won't hold you and tell you he loves you. He ain't got no heart, baby. Oh, my God. Who am I talking to? you right now. Watch who's in your circle, because you think they're the ones who can get you back home? No, ma'am. The scarecrow can't get you back home. He may be funny and joking, laugh and cute and all that stuff, but he can't get you back home. The tin man, all he can do is sit there and clunk and clang, oh my gosh, and have no heart. Without no heart, there is no love. Without no love, you can't get back home. Then you got the lion who looks big, who looks strong, who's known for being a king, but the inside he has no courage. The cowardly lion. How about in your life? They have the title, they have the education, and all these things, but they have no Christ. Oh my gosh, it ain't good to have all these credentials, but no Christ. We got to get to the place where we don't rely on other people to get us back home. She went to the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz, because, the wonderful Wizard of Oz, because of all the things he's done, watch the movie, it's great. So to get there, but even the wizard says, I can't do it for you either, baby. I lied, and I fooled people. I told them I have all this magic, but I don't have it. I lied. I'm sorry for false hopes. I'm sorry. That's just like Satan. He has you baited to believe you can do all these things in your own ability, that man is right for you, the woman is right for you, that job is right for you, all these things. He makes it seem so good because Satan walks around and masquerades like an angel of light. But really, he's angel of death. And you got to be careful whose voice you listen to. Jesus says, my sheep will hear my voice and know my voice. And a stranger's voice, they will not follow. Whose voice are you listening to today? What got you away from into a far place? Well, God wants you to come back home on today. He wants you to accept Christ on today and say, Father, I want to come back home. There's something here today that's trusted a scarecrow. You trusted a tin man. You trusted a cowardly lion in your life. You trusted a wizard. Y'all ain't ready. The Wizard of Oz, black version, the wizard. You missed all that stuff. But you got to get to that place where you realize my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust. Oh, y'all ain't ready. Y'all ain't. The sweetest frame, but holy lean on Jesus' name. I dare not trust the scarecrow. I dare not trust the wizard. I dare not trust the cherry lion. I dare not trust the tin man. I'm going to trust in the name of Jesus Christ. But in his Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come back to receive you unto myself. Oh, my God. God wants us to walk in the house. He's staying in the house of faith, the house of belief, the house of compassion, the house of unforgiveness, the house of love. If you do that, it will be well with you. It doesn't matter how bad you stink, how bad your situation is. God, I came, and I'm a master at cleaning folk up.
Yeah.
You got to understand, folks, today is no place like home. You need to get back to that place of home. If you left your church, get back to your church unless God sent you away the first time. If you left your fellowship, get back into fellowship with those who want to encourage you and build you and sharpen you. Never be the smartest person in your circle. Have somebody smarter than you in your circle. Amen. Learn how to grow in the things of God. Folks should be stretching you in your walk, not bringing you down in your talk. Be careful today, but God wants you to come on back because he loves you. He says, come unto me, all ye who are labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Take and learn from me. We got to understand Christ wants us to come unto him. It requires the action word, coming unto him in Jesus' name. We thank God on today for who he is and what he is doing. And I tell you, man, God has a great thing in store for all of you guys, all of you all. But you got to trust him and believe him, man. Today is a day to realize you can't go too far from God because he can always bring you right on back once you realize you're away. And you cry out and begin to come back to the Father. Look what happens. Wait till next week, man. You ain't ready for this. Next week really going to be crazy. I'm going to throw this table around next week. It's going to be crazy next week. So join us next week at 10 o'clock. It's going to be off the chain. Amen. Join us Wednesday at 7:30 for our Bible study on the same Zoom channel and the same Periscope and the same Facebook Live. But the day before you go, I want you to know something. First of all, there's two things I want you to know. Number one, I want you to understand that God honors those who he honors those who he called his own. If you're a child of God, he honors you. He loves you. Even if you made a mistake in your life, he honors you. And he loves you. And he cares for you. And all you have to do is receive that love. Receive that care. A lot of times we have problems receiving God's love. Not just not there, but receiving his love. Because you feel like you're not worth it. You feel like I'm not worthy. But I want you to know that you are worthy because Christ is worthy. And when you died, when Christ died and rose again, all power in his hands. Then when you got saved, you became in Christ. When you got born again in Christ, now all of a sudden, all he did, you get the benefits for. So now God sees you. He sees his son. And that's how awesome and faithful he is. So today, there's two offerings. The first offering is offer your life. Offer your life to Christ today. Wherever you are on Periscope, Facebook Live, wherever you may be, Zoom, if you're not saved today, that means you've not publicly confessed or said or confessed with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God, that Jesus Christ died and God raised him from the dead. He's alive today forevermore. If you believe that and confess that, you are saved. If you have not believed that, have not confessed that, then guess what? You got to ask yourself, what's my destination? I'd rather be with Christ than be found without Christ. But today, it doesn't matter how far you've been, how dirty you've been, how many issues you've had, Christ has come unto me. So that's you on today, you want to be saved on today, guess what? All you have to do is say yes. All you have to do is say, yes, I want Jesus Christ. I want his love and kindness, his mercy. I want his forgiveness. I want his redemption. And it's free, but not cheap. He died for it, but I want to receive it. I mean, I did the crime, he did the time. I've got to receive that kind of love. If that's you on today, he loves you so much. He wants you to be a part of his family, not just institutional religion of a church, but he wants you to be part of his household of faith, of believers, of kingdom believers here on earth. If that's you, repeat after me right there where you are. Lord Jesus, I confess of my sins, and I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ, that you are Lord, that you died on the cross, but God raised you from the dead on the third day, and now you live forevermore. And you've given me forgiveness. You provided for me redemption. You provided for me love. So because of that, I receive it right now in Jesus' name. I declare that I am saved. To God be the glory. That's you on today, man. You got saved. The Bible says there's a party in heaven. Amen. Rejoicing angels right now. It's salvation of one. So if you got saved on today, we got a free gift for you. Amen. If you're listening on the radio station, you can call or text, rather, 919-308-3521. 919-308-3521. You can text that number. Text the good news that you just got saved, or if you got a prayer request, one of our team members will get back with you. Amen. We got a free gift for those who got saved today. So, you got one of your gifts. Amen. There's more to the faith now on salvation. It's all about living for the Lord, about loving him and trusting him and giving out people who love him as well so we can sharpen and encourage each other. So get connected. Text that number, 919-308-3521. It should be on your screen, 919-308-3521. Take that number or message us on Facebook Live. We would love to hear you. Just message us, One Love Christian Church. If you're watching or listening on the radio station, go to One Love Christian Church website, visit onelove.org, or you can go to the One Love Christian Church Facebook page. Connect with us. Follow us. God's got so much in store. Get ready. It's going to be off the chain. Today is amazing. And the second offering is this. I truly believe God loves and honors those who honor him when it comes to their, not only their life, but also their fruit, their finances. I know it's a difficult time for some people. It's easy to have fear come in your life. It's easy to say, I don't know what I'm going to have in my bank next week. But either you have faith in God or you don't. Either you believe him or you don't. You can't believe him when it's convenient, or you can't believe him if you got a backup plan. You got to believe him when you have a backup plan. That's the kind of faith God wants you to operate in. So I'm not coming to you today and believing that no matter what, things will get hard. Sometimes things will get hard. But you know what? It's going to be okay. Because if you trust God, when you release it from your hands, it will leave your presence. Amen. Just reach for God's heart, not his hands. And you get his heart, everything else flows. So you still got to give your tithes and give your offering, how it's flowing. Give according to a cheerful heart. Give what God told you to give. The 10%, 20%, whatever. Trust God. Don't look at the little bit. Take the little you have that God told you to give and the lot to him because you're obedient. So be faithful to God. There's many ways you can give. You can give by Cash App. You can be a blessing to One Love Christian Church. If this word blesses you, man, hey, I tell you, man, Dr. Gordon blessed me with a word. Bishop Hinton from Mount Pisgah Original Free Will Baptist Church, my home pastor, he blessed me with a word and taught me growing up. So I still see every 2 weeks, I still see my pastor. I still see Dr. Gordon every 2 weeks, my wife and I. I'm one who believes in sowing. I sow the good ground, though. Ain't good ground, I'm keeping my seed, amen. So I sow. That's why I get blessed even more because of my obedience. So it's about your obedience to God. Even if you get a rich word, a nice word, it might bless you with something. I want to know. It might come to bless me with a word on tomorrow, just a blessing. I'm going to bless them with something. The Paul says, God bless you with natural. God bless you back with, God bless you with spiritual. God bless you back with natural. So it's biblical, amen? So if you want to give to One Love Christian Church, we would love this to offer, amen? We won't force you to do anything, amen? We simply invite you to be obedient, invite you to have an opportunity to sow in the big round. If that's your one today, you can cash app us at $OneLoveMen. $OneLoveMen. It should be on your screen. And type me in on the Zoom now. $OneLoveMen. And that's men, which is M-I-N, for ministry. OneLoveMen, M-I-N. All right, so I want you to make sure you all have that down. $OneLoveMen. You can cash up us there. Appreciate it. If you're a member, put your name down so we know who you are. If you want to get credit for it, otherwise we may not know. You say, Pookie, we don't know who Pookie is, so that's just a general offer. Amen. You put down your whole name, then we know that's your tithe, your offer, or whatever. Amen. You'll be able to get credit for it. You can go on to On Rim, which is those who go to One Love. We have an On Rim site. You also can give text to give. That'll be put on the screen as well for you. The text to give numbers. So there's many ways that you can give when it comes to the house of God. Be a blessing to One Love Christian Church. We certainly appreciate you. We love you. We thank God for you. You can always go to the website, visit onelove.org. And it says donate now. You can donate there now if you want to. So we put it on there. Again, just trust God. Text again. You can text the words support OLCC. Support at OLCC. You can text that to the number on the screen. And it will tell you how you can give by text again. Amen. So we thank God for each of you on today, for all he has done in your life. Next week, man, watch this. Luke 15 is diving that next week. The older brother, oh my gosh, the older brother got angry when the young man came in. Guess what happened? Y'all ain't ready for this right here. When he came in, we were going to figure out last time that God has a way of restoring people. Oh, y'all ain't ready for this. We don't understand that God has a way of restoring people, but everybody will be happy about it. Woo! Next week, Lost in the House. That's next week. Get ready. That's a little taste. Lost in the House next week. Back next week, 10 o'clock. Don't miss it. So thank you so much for your giving in advance. We bless God for you. Again, it should be on the screen. $OneLoveMen for our cash app, for our online giving. Visit onelove.org. For our text to give, waiting for the number to show up. Text to give, amen. Text support OLC. I need to say it on the radio, amen. Text to give, support OLCC. You want to text it to the number, amen. That's on our screen. Watch it now, amen. So you can sow that way as well. It'll be a blessing to you, amen. You want to text it, all right, to the number 73256. 73256. Put it in Mountain Woman Gear and text the word support OLCC to the number 73256, and you can give by text again. God bless you this Friday night, ladies' night. Guess what? We have an awesome, awesome Zoom Periscope set up, a quick Periscope. I know we have our One Love House Party already set every Friday at 8:30, 9 o'clock every Friday, but we do have a little something for the ladies on this Friday, so get ready. Check the text, check your emails, check Facebook Live. We'll confirm the time and date soon. The First Lady has an awesome, awesome word for the ladies of the house and those who watch on Facebook. You can go to her Periscope tagline, which is Elder Pauline Fitzpatrick. Is that right, the tagline? Elder Pauline Fitzpatrick. You can go in there and find her on Periscope, Elder Pauline Fitzpatrick. And you can follow her on Periscope. Amen. Her Facebook page is awesome. But she got a great word for the ladies, a Zoom call, and a Periscope shout-out. This week coming up, listen to your text message. Get your text messages. Check us out on Facebook, and it all will be well to get more information. God bless you. Thanks for joining us on today. May heaven smile upon you. I call you blessed and favored and protected in Jesus' name. Wow. We got somebody just text us on a hotline saying I got saved today. Woo! Come on now. Don't play. Don't play. That's what I'm talking about. Woo! Hallelujah. Bless you. Bless you. Another one got saved today. Come on. Don't play. Come on. This church right here. I'm shouting already. Amen. So God will be the glory in there. We're going to go ahead and get ready to roll out now. God bless you. Bless us upon blessing. Show love to your neighbors, those in the house. Call your grandma, mama up. Just show love to them. Tell them you love them. In the name of Jesus. We bless you. We praise you. And always remember, one God, one faith. Y'all know one love. Throw them nails up. One love. Amen. Bless you all. Have an awesome, 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 awesome rest of the week. See you Wednesday at our Bible study class. God bless and keep
love. Let them hate on you. So love is so. And when you finally come up, so love.
neighbor.